Hello?
Yes, hi, Pamela Bollinger.
It is.
Pam, this is Don Rose from Penguin Book Writers. How are you?
Hi, good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. We have a call scheduled for today. I trust I'm not
bothering
you at the wrong time. So this is a good time to
No,
talk.
you got it. You're good.
Excellent. So, Pam, I was basically following up in reference to the chat you had with my colleague yesterday. We signed you up, and now you are assigned to me. I'm the senior project manager, you know, looking after the book writing and the publishing aspect of the entire company. Okay. So
awesome.
I welcome
okay.
you on board. At the same time, it's a pleasure making your acquaintance. Okay. So
thank you.
I had a chat with my colleague, and then I went through the transcript of the chat that, you know, you guys were engaged in yesterday. So I pretty much got the gist and the crux of everything, you know, in line with your expectations as to what exactly you're looking at. And my colleague also shared the script with me, where to hide an elephant.
Oh, great.
Yeah, so,
you know. Yeah, sorry, I haven't spell-checked or anything. It was just the quick first look.
That's fine. That's fine. So what we're going to do is, we are actually going to go ahead and take this one step at a time. Now, obviously, there are certain processes involved in the entire exercise. So the first part would be that I will actually circulate this manuscript of sorts, the draft of it, with my writing team. Okay, they will actually go ahead and proofread everything. They will do some editing, developmental editing, just to make sure that the entire script is well aligned and it conforms, you know, with the literary standards that are very much prevalent right now. Okay, so once we have done that, it will take us about a couple of days. I'll circle back to you with the amended draft, so you can also take a look at it. And once you know, you are also satisfied, you think that this is the way to go ahead and you know, start working and start building upon it, you know, we'll go on to the next stage. So next stage will be basically, you know, that would entail, you know, a lot of sort of interaction between the two of us, because obviously, you know, this is illustration. A lot of creativity and ingenuity has to go in it. You know, we are talking about the colors, you know, we are talking about the characters. And most importantly, you know, even though this is an illustration, but at the same time, we need to put some impact and profoundness into these characters. So, you know, so the words will be there. So we basically need to make sure that the illustrations also basically replicate those words. So, you know, that is very important. So obviously, you know, your targeted audience, you know, are children. And, you know, children might not be too well-versed with too many words, but the illustration basically explains everything to them. So we need to basically strike a balance between good writing, at the same time, you know, making a thought-provoking illustration which would convey the same kind of message that the words would also be providing. So, you know, makes sense?
Absolutely.
Perfect.
Yeah,
perfect.
Definitely. I've done one of these before, so, it makes perfect sense.
Excellent. So, Pamela, I had a couple of questions. Now, in terms of the characters, I did not get an opportunity to go through the entire script as yet, but how many characters are there in this illustration? Obviously, the protagonist is the elephant. So what else is there in the script besides the elephant?
I will actually pull it up so I can talk to you about it here. Okay, so you've got let me go back up here. All right, you've got, starting off with the elephant, then you have his best friend, which is the giraffe.
The giraffe, okay.
Yep,
okay.
And then there's an alligator.
Right.
There's a beetle.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a parrot.
Okay.
And let's see, I'm just trying to here. His mom is in the very beginning before he goes to the birthday party. So it's his mom in the beginning, but you don't see the mom through the whole thing. I was going to include her back in as to helping him where to hide for the birthday party, but I ended up using Julie the alligator to give him the idea of hiding behind the cake. And then that way they could have kind of a laugh together in the end as to where he was hiding, and then he could come out and surprise everyone. Mm-hmm. But he used his friends in the end instead of his mom. Yeah.
Okay, okay. So this is the primary character setting of the story, correct?
Correct. Luke. I forgot Luke the Lion. Sorry about
Luke
that.
Luke the Lion. No problem at all. Okay. Perfect. Perfect. All right. So, Pamela, the next question is, the script is basically broken down into certain paragraphs, and you know, so basically, you know, they're like at least a minimum of 3 to 4 paragraphs for every page. So in terms of illustration, we'll have one page, one illustration, or will, or you know, the story of page one can carry over to the second page, or you just strictly confine everything to one page and one illustration only? I think so. We'll just make more sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to rely on, I guess, you, because visually you're going to understand as you're laying it out, because you'll have the typeset and kind of how it's fitting the page.
So
you are
giving me the leverage on that, so that you know.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Okay. Yeah.
Absolutely. You're going to be able to see it a lot better
because,
than
see,
I will.
Minimum always, as you know, it's going to be one page, you know, but in these types of books, you know, there's no harm in carrying it over to a second page.
No, and kids love, you know, colors and things they can point out and stuff they can look at and trees. And I know, I totally get it. So the more we can illustrate, I get it.
Perfect. Okay. You know, it seems like a very easy enough job. It's not going to take too much of a time. Now.
Okay.
I was reading through the transcript of the chat, and you all already mentioned that you have done one book in the past similar to this one.
Correct.
So,
yep. So,
I have one on Amazon right now.
No, that's okay. I have one on Amazon right now. The publisher that I had used in the past was Tate Publishing, and they closed. They are no longer around. So that was who I used for the first one. That publisher, when I was working with them a while ago, I've been slammed in my career, so I haven't had a chance to get back to it, but I am now. That one, they had wanted to see a continuation of Max to do more of a series. They were going to do Where to Hide an Elephant next, just as my next story, but I also have Where to Hide an Elephant that I sent to you, and I also have Max's Trip to the Zoo that's completed that you're welcome to take a look at, but the second volume to the Max's Adventures is finished.
Okay. Perfect. I would love to. You know, once we conclude this call, I'll send you an email from my work address. So basically, we will use that as a primary mode of correspondence between the two of us. And hopefully by the end of the week, your dedicated writer's dashboard will also be up and running. So, you know, besides the email, you will also have access to your dedicated portal. You know, every deliverable will basically be uploaded on the portal. And simultaneously, an auto email will be sent to you, notifying you that something has been uploaded on the portal and you can go ahead and check it out. Okay? Perfect. So my next question is, the first book, how long ago was it published? Was it recently?
It was probably published about 10 years ago.
Yep,
it was about that. Wait, actually, I can tell you. I think I have the date here.
Okay.
Let's see. It was audio, and it has the digital series number for the Library of Congress. Where the heck is the year? Hang on.
So basically, Where to Hide an Elephant is the second book?
Where to Hide an Elephant is my second book. The second series for the Max thing is Max goes to the museum this time, Max's Trip to the Museum. And I have it done. If, you know, like I said, that kind of follows up with this one.
I see.
There it is. Copyright 2007.
Uh-huh. Okay. So there has been a rather long sabbatical between the first book and the second book, if you don't mind me asking. What was the reason?
My career. I was traveling a lot and, trying to get back into things. It took me a little bit longer. But I do have, like I said, the follow-up to Max's Trip to the Museum, and then you have Where to Hide an Elephant, and I have the one that I'm working on right now is actually called The Library, and it's about my hometown that I grew up in, but it's more like you and I. It's an action kind of adventure thing based around adults, so it's an adult book, but that one I'm in the middle of writing, and it's just a library where everybody meets during a freak storm in my hometown, and they kind of get sucked into a book, and they live out kind of, for an example, like the people that meet up at the library form kind of a club, and the one lady is abused by her husband, and she gets sucked into the book, and so does, like, the assistant football coach and a police officer, and, like, a whole bunch of people get stuck at this library on the night of a storm. They go into the book, and they become characters that are stronger than what they are in their current world. So they kind of learn from the characters they're playing in those books to be able to go back out from the library and face kind of what they are every day in the town. You know, like the wife is able to stand up a little bit to the husband, and, you know, now the assistant coach realizes that her husband, who is the coach, the football coach, is this guy that's hurting his wife. So she's got, like, a support system. You know, like, there's each character has their own thing that they're learning within this book, but they end up becoming kind of a thing where they didn't know each other going in during the storm, but at the end of the evening, they have formed kind of what's called, like, the library club, and they meet every week and kind of dive into books together and learn how to be stronger together.
Okay, perfect. So, Pamela, let me ask you this. You know, what was that motivation and that inspiration, you know, which basically sort of galvanized you to come up with this idea of writing illustration books for children? You know, let's start with the first one.
Sure, for the first one, I think every book that I write, I enjoy reading to kids and seeing them get excited over things and colors and storylines and things they'll ask you about. So for me, the motivation is I love just seeing them smile and being able to go and be in front of kids, you know, at signings. And I love, like, book reading, you know, where we can sit in, like, a story time area and read to the kids and stuff. I love that. I'm a commissioner here in my township where I live right now. I'm a commissioner, and I just, like I said, my world is full of commercial adult stuff from, you know, morning till evening, and this is, like, a really great way to kind of jump into the imagination of
kids. This is sort of a getaway thing for you, then.
It is. You know, it's like a release where I can have some fun and, you know, make someone hopefully feel a little closer. Like the first one, the goal was to make someone feel a little bit closer to the mom and understand, you know, why is my mom constantly making me take a bath? Why is my mom telling me to come home early? Yeah. So it's kind of I think it's kind of a cool way to make them have some fun while they read and still learn that, you know, learn that relationships are important around them.
Perfect. Now, let's talk a little bit you know, from an adult point of view. So your first book, you know, how did it do for you, you know, in terms of monetizing and incentivizing your effort? I don't know if that is exactly what you're looking for. You know, did you make any money off of it?
Yeah, actually I did. It did make money. I did receive stuff from Kate Publishing. They took on a lot of the stuff that they did on behalf of me because it did do better. I was able to attend a lot of they set me up in a lot of, like, the Barnes and Nobles and stuff. Now Amazon was not as prevalent back then, but you know, anything like that, I'm definitely willing to travel and do things for people, and I just love that. Like, anytime I was traveling for business, it'd be a thing. I did a lot for charity when I had it the first time. You know, that's always fun, and it's nice to donate and stuff. But, yeah, what I want to do, though, the second time around is I'm getting to the point now where I want to start figuring out kind of my retirement plan. So I'm able to kick these books out fairly fast, fairly frequently. I'm able to, for me, writing is like, it's just, once you tell me what you're looking for, I can just go. Like, I don't know how to explain it. There's just, I get in, like, a zone, and I can just write, and if you said, hey, the hot topic right now is blah, I can usually figure out a great way to say blah, you know, based on whatever. Yeah, so I'm kind of looking at it as, what can I do to kind of generate income into kind of retirement time, and I would like to step up that retirement time and make enough money at doing it to where it's worth it, you know, I can...
So the first so the first book, obviously, back in 2007, you know, e-commerce was still very much in its infancy, you know.
Correct.
It's not very much a vogue as it is right now, especially post-pandemic. You know, the way you do business has completely changed. So back in 2007, you know, what kind of avenues they were at your disposal, you know, in terms of selling your book? Did you go through the traditional way of, you know, printing the books and then having them placed at brick and mortar stores like Barnes and Noble, Powell Books, Brookline, Booksmith?
That's kind of what they did back then. There wasn't a lot of choices. One of the things they did that was different for back then was doing the audio version. So that my book does have the audio version, and it was listed on Amazon. It was actually picked up by Amazon, not because of Tate, but because of the bookstores that did hold it, Barnes & Noble and a few of the other ones. I forgot the name of the there was a warehousing company that had it, but it actually sold enough to where Amazon did take it in. So, and it got quite a few, like, clicks and stuff. So, yeah, I mean, like, it did well that way. I just didn't do anything toward it. I wasn't, you know, I didn't promote. I didn't do much. I just went to the signings where they told me to be, and that's kind of what I did. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, Pamela, I'm sure you're an erudite and a very learned person. You would know, you know, in today's day and age, the traditional way of doing things have actually, you know, taken a couple of steps back. So now, you know, people, businesses, and a lot of authors actually, since we are in this line of work, you know, a lot of reliance is actually placed on social media. A lot of people tend to take social media for granted, but this is actually one place which has sort of completely taken over the traditional brick and mortar concept of doing business. Okay. You know, the costs are marginal. You know, so let me ask you this. For the second book, what exactly are your expectations? You know, you have a great idea, a great concept. On our part, we are going to go ahead and basically make sure that whatever we come up, whatever we deliver, you know, meets all the standards, meets all your expectations. And, you know, we would ensure the quality of craftsmanship once we are done with this illustration. Okay, so we go ahead and publish your book. We'll put it up on a couple of different platforms like Amazon Kindle, Barnes & Noble. You know, they will be available for downloads. I'm sure Philip already told you, you know, what will be the average cost per download. So are you going to be content with just a couple of platforms for selling your book, or you would like to venture out basically? You know, by venturing out, I basically mean that, you know, establishing a brand for yourself, since you already mentioned a little while ago, you are planning, you know, sort of formulating your retirement plans, and you would wish to take this up, you know, as an alternate source of revenue. There's absolutely no harm in that. So, you know, if you are contemplating on doing something like this, you know, the very important thing is to basically establish you as a brand, okay? So by doing that, establishing a brand would basically mean that the community at large, you know, and by the community at large, what I mean is that, you know, we can run sustained social media campaigns for you on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. We can avail the services of known literary influencers who can basically market you and your book. Okay, so, you know, social media campaign, you know, your book being on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. So, you know, it is a full spectrum activity that could take place, you know, for a sustained period of time that would help you to not only get, you know, an increased visibility for your book, but at the same time, you know, sort of multiply the revenue stream for you. So what will set you apart from a lot of other people is that you would have basically gone about benefiting from you know, the social media marketing exploits as compared to a lot of people who might not understand the nuances of doing business, you know, the virtual way. Okay. So we have a lot of ideas. We provide a lot of services. So as we move along, you know, we will go ahead and talk about this because I'm sure you must have some sort of an idea as to how you would like to this book to turn out for you. The reason why this book needs to turn out to be very good, because you obviously have a lot more books that would follow suit. And at the same time, perhaps what we can do is we can revamp the first book for you and put it up for publication again. You know, it was written back in 2006 and 2007. You know, 15 years have already lapsed. So perhaps we can rehash and redo that book again.
I would love to relaunch.
Yeah, and relaunch
it. I would love to relaunch it right in time to maybe couple it with Max's trip to the museum and say, you know, we're hiding an elephant, Max's trip to the zoo, relaunching, and Max's trip to the museum, see what he's up to kind of a thing. And, yeah, for sure.
Perfect. Now, the other thing, Pamela, for the first book, did you go about obtaining copyrights and ownership certificates for that book?
Yes.
You did? Okay. And what about this one? Did you get a copyright under, you know, under a brand, under your name, or under the title?
No, nothing yet. I was literally just talking to the gentleman and kind of seeing if this was a fit for you or not.
Because you would be needing it eventually. And you know, I'm sure you would know how important having ownership certificates are. You know, a very generic definition is that it basically protects you from copyright infringement. You know, that might be an understatement, but you would have to understand. You know, you have put a lot of effort into this, a lot of conceptualization, a lot of creativity will be going into this. At the same time, you would need to ensure, you know, that nobody sort of plagiarizes your work, your idea, your brand, your name, okay? And if they try to do that, obviously you would have the benefit of the law on your side, so you can sue anybody for copyright infringement. And if somebody does need to go ahead and reproduce your work, they would have to do so with your sole consent and concurrence.
Right.
And obviously you're going to charge them a lot of money because, you know, a lot of times these ideas can be easily picked up by literary agents of Hollywood, and they can come up with some sort of a, you know, an animation of sorts, you know, based upon your idea. So, you know, in the future, you know, there could be a lot of money involved in this. You know, who knows? Somebody might get in touch with it. That, hey, Pamela, we, you know, we saw this on Amazon. We downloaded it. We really liked the idea. And, you know, before we thought about doing something, you know, on our own, we wish to get in touch with you and get your permission. So obviously that, that opens up a whole new avenue for you. So again, you know, this is something that is very much on the table, and we will discuss it as we move along. Okay.
Yep. Perfect. No, that sounds great. And yeah, I definitely want you to do that. Tate did all that for me. It had to do with, they had to file stuff with the Library of Congress and like a whole bunch of, I remember
Library of Congress, United States Patent and Trade Office, USPTO. So that's fine.
They went through all that before.
So Pamela, thank you so much for your time. I basically have all the information that I required. Let me go ahead and, so what we will do is I'll first draft a project scope for you, okay? And at the same time, conversely, my team would go ahead and start working on this script just to clean it up a bit, okay?
Sure.
I'll share the draft with you one more time so that you can also take a look at it. You can let me know, you know, what your thoughts are, if some additional corrections or revisions are supposed to be made. And once we are well and truly aligned that this would be the script that we need to start working on, we'll proceed on to the next stage, and that would be basically designing and coming up with all the artwork and illustrations for
all
the book.
The fun.
Okay?
Yep. Yeah, that's great. What is typically your timeline? Like, say everything, you know, runs smoothly. Is it, what kind of a process timeline are you typically
for an illustration? You know, a good time will be at least a couple of months. Why I'm saying a couple of months? Because see, you know, we might be talking about 10 or 12 pages here, but at the same time, these 10 or 12 pages will require a lot of work. Okay. And this and this is not something that you're going to go ahead and approve in one go. We would take at least two or three revisions per page. You know, a lot of elements are involved in illustration, their contrast, the shape of the illustration, you know, what kind of emotion that illustration is basically exuding. So there are just way too many things. So I'm just giving you a very liberal sort of an estimate. It could come down even before that, okay? So, and you know, in between this time, you know, I'm basically factoring in everything, you know, in the 2 months. We are factoring in, you know, basically revamping the entire script, changing the order of it, doing some corrections, making sure the narration, the writer, the punctuation is all up to mark, up to speed and everything. Then, you know, so, and revisions and proofreading, editing, so everything is included in this particular timeline. So we'll try our best to basically sort of compress this timeline. But for now, looking at, you know, judging by what I'm looking at, say about 6 weeks minimum should be the ideal time setting for us to basically circle back to you with the final deliverable. Okay?
Okay. Yep. If that works, and I'm pretty reachable, so you guys should be able to get me in.
Perfect.
I pretty much understand this, so you you won't be trying to, I think, explain too much adventure before, so I'm hoping
Sounds
other
good.
Than just cool new technology, you know, it'll be pretty easy.
Perfect. All right. Pamela, thank you so much for your time, ma'am. It was wonderful chatting with you. I'm going to go ahead and send you an email, and hopefully we'll be in touch from this point on. Okay?
Perfect. And thank you so much for your help in advance, too.
Anytime. You take care of yourself. Speak to you soon.
Thank you.
Okay?
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.